Kate, sorry for holding you for so long. Good morning.
Good morning, Deirdre.
Tell me what you did. Was it back pain you had as well?
It was back pain, and I can empathise there completely with Andrea because I was there. Yeah, it just completely and totally interferes with your life and living, as it did with me for most of 20 years as well, in and out of various different doctors and hospitals and scans of this and that and the next. And for me, and it is different for everybody, and that's the first thing that I would like to say, that, you know, back is very individual thing.
Mm.
But for me, I didn't meet anybody until I sort of walked into a chiropractor's one day. I was in Douglas in the Haven Chiropractic Clinic, Dr. Clifford, and that was the first relief I got, because for years I hadn't slept. For years, you know, I found work difficult. Mm. I was in constant pain, like, and tears rolling down my face, like, sort of practically 24 hours a day, you
wow.
know. And today, thankfully, I've got my energy back. I've got my life back. I can now run down the road again for you, you know, where I couldn't even walk down the road a couple of years ago.
Wow. And what did he do that made such a huge difference?
Technically, don't ask me.
But you know it worked.
But I was just relieved. I suppose the first thing he did, like, was that there was such a large amount of inflammation there and damage over the years, because nobody had identified exactly what was wrong.
Mm.
So the first thing he did, I suppose, was he did identify sort of what was wrong and discovered that sort of it was a dislocated pelvis.
Right.
And
had no doctor or no x-ray ever shown that up?
No doctor, no x-ray ever showed it up. No. And they told me it was ligaments and this and that and the next. And I knew myself it wasn't.
Yeah.
And I kept saying to him, like, no, it's not. Like, because it really, I was getting headaches, severe headaches as a result of all of this. I had fluid retention as a result of all of it. And people were saying to me, doctors were saying to me, I need to lose weight, etc. I said, it's not weight. I know it's not weight.
Mm.
And it wasn't.
We had another lady before. That wasn't you, Kate, that rang into us the time about weight.
Right. Yes,
was that you?
Yeah.
That was shocking. Just remind people listening of that. How much weight had you put on?
I had put on, I had gone from a size 12 to a size 18.
And as soon as you were fixed, that weight kind of fell off you?
It has fallen off. Yes, it has. Yeah, I still have a little to lose.
Yeah.
But
after 20 years of not being able to do any exercise, that's fairly understandable.
Getting out of bed in the morning was a case of just rolling onto the floor. Andrea was saying there her bed is high,
yeah.
But I had to lower my bed because literally all I could do was roll out onto the floor and try and stand up from my knees. But it would take me about 2 minutes to actually stand. But nobody understood me.
Yeah.
Not even my own family, you know, could actually see it.
And how were your family about it? Were they sympathetic or were they just kind of, oh, there she goes again?
A bit, there she goes again, yeah.
Yeah.
It is. I think they felt I was looking for a sympathy vote in some shape or form, you know.
Mm. But I suppose that's understandable when they can't see what's wrong with you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because, you know, to sort of walk up, I could still talk to somebody, I could still sort of... But in terms of sort of trying to wear clothes properly or trying to put on a decent shoe or dress up and go out to anything, you just did not want to sort of go to things like maybe a wedding or a function maybe in the family or whatever the case may be, because you knew inside you could not cope with it.
Yeah.
But outside you looked perfect to everybody else around you. And then that's the difference. It is a very isolating situation to be in. But thanks to Michael Clifford out there in the Haven Chiropractic Clinic, I've got my life back.
Wow, that's a pretty powerful testimonial. Kate, thanks a million for that, for getting in touch.